Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy and darn sexy people. Hi, we're here together again. Guess what? This is our 600th episode. Can you believe that? Wow. And I have, Stephen and I were talking, been here for all of them but about 12 in 600. Wow, that's quite something to claim. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good, Dee. And you know I love being here with you. I look forward to it every week. I want everybody to know that Creation Station, our beautiful, incredible training where we all get together in my home and bring in absolutely amazing information, will be happening June 10th through 12th. I announced it last week. We're over a third full already. I can tell you it's going to be on expansion and new understanding of the signals and how they work and what they mean, the signals that we shoot out. And also, something about yin and yang, which is, you know, the belief in positive, negative. So, all I can tell you is every Creation Station we do, we fly into expanded understanding and work together. But aside from the fact that we just have so damn much fun, we do. We go out to dinner together and we drink a little wine together, have a little chocolate together. So, anyway, it's June 10th through 12th. There are payment options available. Just check in with Lauren. Or sign up. They may very well be in the sign up. Everybody must be vaccinated fully to attend. We're also doing virtual Creation Station again this year. And we got a lot of compliments last year. Yes, there were a few bugs to work out, but we sure got a lot of compliments from everyone about how well that was run. So hats off to Lauren again. Please, those of you that attended the webinar, please remember to do the morning claims that they gave you for the world and for yourselves. And we are all coming together to claim all injustice is brought to justice now through divine love. And so it is. I also want to let you know that Jennifer McLean and I have created this amazing program that we will be rolling out in 2 to 3 weeks. I have worked on this program for over 4 months, recording things. It's going to cover every single thing in the creation process. It's amazing. So just heads up and be looking for it. Now, interesting, they want me to talk today about redemption. And the belief in redemption is that you have to pay for something you've done. And they're saying that all of us, every person on the planet, has some kind of conscious or subconscious belief in the need that they have to be redeemed. You have to understand, guys, remember, we're 90% water. Water retains its memory from the beginning of time. And from the beginning of time, from the story of Adam and Eve, we have had to redeem ourselves, right? So it's time to let it go and powerfully create what we want. These are the three things they wanted to give us about redemption. You know, last week I talked a lot about the fact that Core Belief 20 kept coming up in the privates and with a lot of people that I'm working with. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. That is a perfect description of the belief in redemption. So I'm coming forward to be the more powerful God of me. We don't want to have any subconscious beliefs that we have to abandon ourselves in some way or that anybody else has to, right? So when I value myself, I always, always am the champion for myself, and so is everybody else. And when they come forward for themselves and value themselves, we are champions for them. That's number one. Then they took me to sheet one, number 12. All energy is integrated completely from all dimensions into my divine self. Well, if we believe in redemption, that keeps us from integrating all our energy into the physical being that we are right now. And we want all energy integrated so that we are directing all energy and that all energy is working on our behalf. And the third thing is, they took me to ET. It keeps us from getting home. And then they replace those words. It keeps us from being home. And what is home? God. All thought and all possibility. So if there's any belief in redemption, then we are going to have a belief that we're not the whole God that we are. And again, that waters down the energy of our creation process. The other thing I just want to bring up to you, because it's happened in a couple of privates, and then I was doing some work for somebody in my family, and the same thing came up, that we can literally be split so that part of us wants one thing, part of us wants another thing. Part of us is directing one thing, part of us is directing something else. So we are directing, do this with me, please. We are directing that all energy is integrated completely from all dimensions and all time-space continuum into my divine self, which took me to core belief number 5. I have to give up me so I can take care of others, or other people have to give up themselves to take care of me. You see, that's not a powerful direction to all energy. Sounds kind of like the core belief 20, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Okay? So, we want to be, we are directing, we are claiming, we are insisting that we are one energy, that all of our energy is merged together into our divine self, and that we are making our claims, our decisions, our life through that unified one energy. And so it is. All righty, dighty, dighty. We're going to go to the callers. Andrew, where you been, my friend? What's up? I can't, we can't, whoa, we can't hear you, Andrew. You're all like down in a tunnel somewhere.
Okay, I'm on the speaker.
Okay,
now.
Yep, there you go.
I'll go there. Well, I just, you know, I had COVID in January, and I was just healing through that, as well as with this new job. On Friday, I had some sad news, and I had great news. I found out that a relative of mine on one side of the family passed away, and on the other side, a birth of a newborn child. And I just wanted to say, how awesome is it that you're celebrating 600 episodes on your show? And I just was like, so awesome. And I'm like doing a party dance.
Yeah, seriously, that's quite something to claim, if I do say so myself. So, Andrew, you know, what you described is exactly what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, that there's a yin and a yang going on. So, wait, they can give us some information right now. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
Mary Poppins.
Well, Mary Poppins is all about if you believe, right?
Yeah.
If you believe you can fly just like Peter Pan. That's the highest thing. Okay. So, if we don't want the push-pull in our lives on this plane, we have to believe in the magic, guys. Now, that is not to say that it is, because it is a normal state of the human experience to have life and to have death. That's not a separation of energy. That's the pattern, the positive pattern of life on earth. But if we don't want to live in the positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative, we have to believe in the magic, guys. You have to know that you are the magic, first of all and foremost. That's the message. Yeah, thanks for bringing that one in, dude. Hold on, let me make a note.
Oh, wow. So that,
and
so
I'm sorry. So, go ahead.
Well, because my question was, like, I'm feeling like I'm in low energy, and I guess that answers that question that I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you should be feeling better, because I'm getting that you did that. What we just did, you integrated yourself, right? So that you're one self now?
Yeah, no, I did that. And it was a nice reminder to do that whenever our energy feels scattered, to bring it together, or go back and listen to this episode.
Well, or, you know, get the sheets, because you
I have the sheets.
Okay.
Because I got to send them. So I have to.
So I want you to look at Core Belief 5 and 20. You want to claim the positive of those. When I value myself, I always come through for myself, and so does everybody else. And when I take care of myself, I always show up for myself and take care of myself, and other people take care of me, and they take care of themselves, too. That's what we want to know, is that we in no way have to give up ourselves for the expansion that we are living in. Okay? Claiming the symbol, formula, the violet flame, the golden light, we are divine loves. Yep, that's it. Thank you, darling. Thanks for bringing all
that in,
Andrew. All right, we're going to go to Paula in California. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Congratulations on 600.
Thank you.
I think the thing that I want to bring up, it ties in to what you were saying, but I just want clarity. And it has to do with about this business with my brother and the properties and deciding how to, you know, split things up and just having, you know, this severe anxiety around it and waking up before light. You know, I'm sending out the signal.
Okay,
the
Paula,
universe is here to help me.
Paula,
you
can't have anxiety if you are living in this moment right now and directing and creating everything you want in this moment.
Right.
I'm not doing that. Well, then
I know. I lay in bed and I send it out to do that. I'm actually.
How about you send it in? You send it within yourself. Guys, I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face. Everything is created within you first. See, you start going to what your brother going to do and how's this going to work out. That is not going to your love place and saying, this is what is delivered to me, and stating everything that you want. And knowing that the totality of you is bringing that in and creating it with the universe.
Yeah. So it's back to knowing it and just breaking this pattern, this habit. Is there some core issue or anything like that? Okay,
yes,
just
the core
doing
issue
it. It's
is
just,
you're not doing it, Paula. You're not doing it. You're not doing what you know. And guys, you know, I've said it over and over. You can study it. You can go to workshops. You can read the books. You can get the tapes. Nothing is going to radically change in your life until you change your brain.
Right.
And that means being really conscious of what you are doing. And when you start going into that, I guess I'm not in the moment, Paula. No, you're in the toilet, Paula. You're not in the moment. You're in the toilet. Climb out of the toilet. Go to your love place. Direct what you want and have the faith that the universe is creating it with you.
I think that's the part I really need to know is the faith. Because I have just started doing that, like this morning. I just started changing it and just doing it.
Well, yeah, now do it consistently.
Okay.
It's your choice. You can live in hell or you can live in freedom.
Yeah, I want to live in freedom.
Well, you're the only one that can get you there, dude. Okay?
That's right. I'll do it. Thank you.
All right. Yep, you bet. Okay, Miss Susan in Niagara Falls.
I knew you'd come to me next. I just knew it. Hey, I am the powerful God of me who knows what I want. And I've been talking with my little girl, and she's been saying, yes, this is what I want. This is what I want. And I've been going, I'm doing it. So I went out. I did my singing at karaoke. It's one of the things I love to do because I love to sing. I even sang for the guys when I got back to the game, and they wanted me to sing, and they're going, wow, you have a really good voice. I'm like, I'm asking for, like, is this confirmation?
That you're doing it with your singing, but you're not doing it with your son.
Okay, so.
So what do you want? What do
I want
in the relationship with your son? What do you want? See, you should be able to answer me as soon as I ask. So that tells you that's right, you haven't taken the time to clear about exactly what you want and direct it through divine love. So do that this week and call me next week and let me know what it was, okay?
Okie doke, will do.
Okay. All right. I love you too.
Love the work.
And I'm glad you're out singing because that gives you lots of joy. Phyllis in Phyllis in New Mexico.
Hey Dee. Congrats on 600.
Thank you.
I just need more clarity with this right hip issue. So I was holding myself back.
Well, the channel is saying that you don't.
I don't.
That you know exactly what it is and what to do. So what did
you get? So I'm not doing it.
That's correct.
What's that? I thought it was a moving forward, but it was more me holding myself back from moving forward with my business.
That's correct. And when I say you have directed all your energy to move forward easily in your business, it goes to no.
Okay.
Have you? Have you directed that?
Well, I thought I had, but maybe not so much consciously.
Well, if you haven't done it consciously, you haven't done it, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just directing myself to move forward easily with my business. And so
everything, and the God of you moves forward easily in every part of your life that you are creating. Guys, we move forward easily. There's flow and ease in our lives. Do you know I just booked another film? Just came in out of the blue, and the dates work perfectly so that I can do this film before I go back east to do the other one that I... So that's four films that I will have participated in the first 2 months of this year. Now, that doesn't happen if you're not clear about what you want.
I guess I feel like there's this mystery as to what it is.
To what is?
Because I'm starting a business, they say start with something. So I started with, I'm going to do photography business.
Working on my website. What the channel says, you all have heard this a million times. Sit down and write out exactly what you want. Just start playing and writing it down. The more you write it down, the clearer you get. Okay?
Okay. I'm going to do that. Yes.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys. You hear this. You hear these same things every week. To hear them is not to live them. If you want the results, you have to live what we talk about. Lena in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, honey. Congratulations on your new movie and on 100 shows.
Thank you, darling. Thank you very much.
So I have a couple of questions. In the past, year, I've gained 50 pounds, and I'm still dealing with the diabetes. What? And then they just increased my medicine for my brain medicine. So what is it that I need to get in alignment so that I can heal from the diabetes to where I don't have anymore?
Okay, well, hang on. We have to go to the body book, so everybody be a little patient with me because these books are so big and it takes some time to find where we're going here. That's where we're going, diabetes. Okay, we're going here. Or anything. Anything back here? No, we're going here. Love starvation. They have a desperate longing to belong, yet they are intensely emotionally insulated. Well, I lovingly say to you, Lena, that's almost a perfect description of you. They also experience much social isolation with a resulting self-sustaining, self-nurturance pattern. They are a severely self-protective urban hermit.
Yeah.
Who was continuously blamed in an "if it weren't for you" pattern. They ended up believing that they don't deserve any better, so they have withdrawn into themselves and away from emotional, social involvement on any close or vulnerable level. They have turned to self-maintaining love substitutes such as carbohydrates, sugars, pasta, and or their body has become insulin resistant. Now, the channel wants me to be sure and say this does not apply to everyone who has diabetes. There's several things under diabetes. But this one applies to you, Lena. And it's a pretty darn good description of what you go through. Remember, we even talked about some of this stuff at Creation Station.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't allow yourself to feel the love. You don't allow yourself to feel a part of. And you're starving yourself with holding that back from yourself. Do you understand, baby?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So, literally, the more you can love yourself, the more your body responds. And that goes for every disease, by the way, guys. Okay? And I would get up every day and say, today, I know, and I'm clear, and I belong.
Okay.
Because you are a part of this community and you do belong. But if you don't accept that, there's nothing we can do to help you know that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of me just, I was going to say part of me doesn't understand why I did this to myself, because I've always felt like I belonged, even as a little girl. I felt the worth from within.
Well, my pendulum goes to no on that.
Really?
So there is a part of you that doesn't feel like she belongs to herself and that she doesn't belong in the group. Okay?
Okay.
Just start with I belong. I belong to me, and I belong to the world, and I belong to everyone who I'm letting love me right now. All right, baby?
Okay. Thank you, Dee.
Okay. You bet. We're going to Bing in New York.
Hi,
hey,
Maggie.
Hi.
How
are you? I'm great, darling.
It's so nice to hear your voice. And I just want to say, besides congratulations for the 600th episode, I also, I'm a new member. I enjoyed last summer. Even I did not call, but I listen every single Sunday. And I just, a gratitude to you and Stephen and whoever just show up every single weekend.
Oh, thank you, darling. I appreciate that. Well, that means you're congratulating you, too, because there wouldn't be a show, guys, if you didn't listen. What question
yes.
can I answer for you, darling?
I have two mini questions. The first one is related to our conversation last time. You pointed out about I kind of have a false belief, less said, so that's created my heart to stay closed. And after I heard that information from you, I have been working on my heart being opened, like clear the residual or any dust around the heart. I felt like, and also I believe I have done the majority of work. Like, I would love to hear from you and the channel how much percentage my heart has been opened.
Look, as soon as you direct your heart to open and go to your love, your heart is open, 100%. We just have to do it consistently, right? So
yes.
Again,
yes.
Before you even get out of bed, you direct your heart. Well, this is what I do before every private, guys. I direct my heart to be open front and back and merge with my whole brain. I direct my chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. I direct my hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. I am, and I am connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. Boy, that's a great way to start your day.
Thank you. Thank you. I will re-listen. I will write it down. I will practice every single day. Thank you so much for sharing.
All right, Bing. Thank you for the question, darling. I probably should have done that a long time ago. So thank you. All right, Miss Gina. Hold on. Let me get you on here. In South Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Congratulations on your 600th show.
Yeah, thanks. Pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, congrats. So I wanted to just tell you, to call saying how great your work. I have no questions. I just wanted to tell you everything that you have given me has given me the tools to help change my life in the most positive way.
Well, awesome. Awesome. Do you have a specific story to share?
So when I first came to you, like 5 years ago, I was just depressed. I was crying every day. My heart was closed. I lived paycheck to paycheck. And slowly, as you've given me the work to do, I've consciously made the decision to shift a belief. So I focus on one and every month, and I would say the belief, and I would tune in every hour, making sure my heart was constantly open, and I would just say what we were working on. I'd say the hardest part was to believe it before seeing it, to know that it's happening and that I believe it. That is the most challenging, but every single time I step out of that, I just realign, and that's why it's, to me, like, it's why it's conscious creation, because you have to be conscious of the way you're thinking and the way you're feeling to know if you need to realign it or not. So every hour on the hour, I make sure my heart is opened. I wake up directing my energy to be in joy, and that doesn't mean it's going to stay in joy. Things happen throughout the day that might stress me out, and I have to stop and say, this isn't the feeling of joy, and redirect it, and then create exactly what I want in that moment of stress. So that way I'm not creating more stress. I'm creating what I want versus what I don't want.
Oh my God. I hope everybody heard her, because she's doing it. You see, she's living it. She's living what we teach. And the thing is, guys, if you can just have faith to do it before you see it, then you start seeing it so that you can have more faith, right?
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
Well, let's say it's easy. It's easy to be conscious. Let's start saying that. It's easy to be conscious and create my life and see the great changes in it. I'm telling you, as soon as I got to that piece of information that I wasn't respecting the producers and directors, while I was asking for respect from them, my whole professional life as an actress has shifted. It's crazy. It's miraculous. That's what they call miracles, and you're the creator of them. Thanks for calling in to share, Gina. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Dee. I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Yeah, you too, baby. Oh, that was wonderful. I hope you guys really listen to what she said. Cheryl in Houston.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I'm the one who wrote to you about the great results from the incubator work.
Oh.
With my little preemie. Hi.
Oh, please share. Yes, please share. That was amazing.
Oh, my gosh, I wasn't calling to share. My brain isn't even on that. let's share on that. You told me to work with my preemie. I don't even remember why. It had to do with insomnia originally, I thought. But anyway, so that night, as I lay down for bed, I slipped, was on my side, and my arm was out. And I just all of a sudden imagined this teensy little baby. Like literally minutes old, and I was a whole month early, so it was tiny. And oh my God, she was horrifyingly scary. She was eggplant purple and almost lifeless completely. And I just said, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. I love you. And what a fighter you are. You really want to be here because you're really supposed to be here. And wow, yay you for staying alive. I'm so glad you're here. And she started coming to life. And every night I did that, and before, I don't know, by like the third day, as soon as I would picture her, she would start cooing and giggling and kicking her little feet, and she wasn't lifeless at all anymore. And it was just real cool. And then all of a sudden, now, an update, since the update I sent you, now she wears a little cape, a little superhero cape, and she stands on my shoulder.
I love it.
And she's pre-verbal, so that's kind of interesting, you know, but she'll stand on my shoulder, this teensy little bitty thing, little badass loving thing. She's adorable. And so
and you
that's
can
kinda cool.
Feel, you can feel her power now, can't you?
I really can, and she's just this little tiny thing. It's amazing. I mean,
well,
it's so different than the inner child work.
Thing. Yes, it's your little tiny thing, you see.
And
it was about you feeling unwanted in the world, if I'm remembering correctly, right?
Yeah, that nobody was ever coming, that I was completely alone and nobody was ever coming to help.
Yeah, you know.
So now it's me and her, and it works.
You bet.
She's awesome. And with that, I added the word, I am the powerful, vital, loving, vibrant creator of my world and of my life. I am the champion of how my life unfolds every day.
Oh, my God. I just love it. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, Cheryl.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
So you have a question?
Okay. I do. It keeps coming up for me because I am really, really good at, I don't know, I call it mermaid thinking. Just what I want's just going to appear. But I also understand faith and belief, and I would like you to discern for us the difference between strong faith and belief to create versus what constitutes magical thinking. For instance,
There isn't any.
Really?
There isn't any. Do you understand? That's what I meant when I said what you created with your baby.
Uh-huh.
You did that consciously.
Uh-huh.
And it's magical and miraculous how it has shifted your energy in the world.
Yes.
Conscious creation is magical. There is no difference, baby.
Well, but in real world things, like I'm trying to figure out whether to file for bankruptcy or to whether just to go fight them in court, which feels yucky. I don't want to do that. It doesn't feel, you know. So I keep putting love around it. All my debts are eradicated and I start anew.
Okay.
All my debts are eradicated and I start anew.
What you want is freedom. That's the highest word.
Okay. Thank you. Freedom. Yes. And then the other thing that I had updated, obscene wealth. Obscene philanthropic wealth.
Okay, but the word obscene has a negative context to it.
Oh, okay. I laugh when I say it, but okay, yeah. It made it suddenly okay to have more money than other people when I came up with it, but I will find a new word.
Well, okay, how about not more money than other people, but all the money you want?
Yes, I just had realized that previously the block was that it hurt to have money when so many people didn't, so I kept having no money.
Now, what it was really about, Cheryl, was your lack of self-worth, which comes from your baby not knowing she's wanted.
Mm.
So it's all tied in to
that
little baby.
Okay.
Awesome,
well, she's super now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you, through your magical imagination, created her that way.
Yes. So how do you apply
it,
like, to the court case? That seems, work on the belief that it's not too much to ask. Yep.
Go into your magical thinking and see everything. Talk to the judge like you talk to your baby. Be the lawyer, being powerful.
Okay.
In the courtroom.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
See yourself having the judge render his decision and you stand up and go, woo, yippee.
Okay.
Okay. Start fun. Seeing what you want. You already have experienced how to do it. Now you get to apply that to everything. Okay?
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
All right. You're welcome.
I love you. Bye.
I am loving this show, you guys. Miss Wilma in Ottawa, you're on.
Hello?
Hello? Hello, darling. You're on.
Awesome. I'm just so excited to be here, Dee, because usually every Sunday when I call in, my phone disconnects before I get to speak to you, even though I'm in the queue. Today, the minute you said about redemption, I knew this was a message for me.
Yeah.
And then when you went into Redeemer, it was like the church I was baptized in burnt down. So my whole life has been one a struggle of money. So while I'm listening to this whole call, pieces are falling into place because I've been working on the poor me. Why don't I have, whatever. And then I realized during the call, I do want to have more than enough money to enjoy the rest of my life.
I'm a senior now. You deserve it. Wilma,
that felt so good when you said that, Dee. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I want you to know it, though. I want you to be telling yourself that.
When you said that at the beginning about the when you were doing for Andrew, and you mentioned about that the validating but not validating, I knew that's what I've been doing. Is I've been struggling without money, and I think it's partly that either someone's going to abandon me or I'm going to abandon myself if I have it. So I believe now the light is on. I'm hoping you can confirm this. And so now on, I'm listening to the words you're saying to everybody else, and I want to have all the money I require to live my best life possible.
And Wilma, who creates that?
I do.
You bet. So the more
inner
work you do, guys, being in joy and love and alignment with the thing that you're saying you want, the more inner work you do, the more you create, the miraculous, magical things happening in your life.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
I just got a big hit that it's not I want to have, it's I deserve to have.
And I am the creator of it. Yeah. I am feeling the love and the joy and the excitement around all this money. Now, again, guys, it can show up tomorrow. Can show up next week. Usually to turn a big life belief around, it takes a couple of months. Just every day commit yourself to doing the work, the breathing exercise, the directing your day. It works. The work works if you work it. I promise you, I'm the best example you can have. Okay?
That's wonderful. So, and that as soon as you were saying that, I believe I'm going to be getting back to you with some positive news. It just feels as if
there's been a turnaround.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, thank you. One quick favor. I was trying to write down what you were saying you were doing before you go in, and because it was resonating with me. Are you able to put that in an email? You know the process that you do before?
You know what? I will have Lauren put that in the e-blast next Monday, tomorrow, okay?
Awesome. I love you so much, and I'm so, so happy I got on and everything fell into place today. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, my love. Thank you. Okay. Where am I going? Sorry, I lost my place. Anna, I don't think I've had you on. Anna in North Carolina, you got to make it real fast.
Hi, Dee. I will make it real fast. Just wanting to see if the channel could give me an energetic cause for the naturopath labeled it a chronic gut infection.
Yes, we're going to a core belief. This page 9. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And you're saying that to, yourself and your higher self.
I'm leaving myself.
Yes, your belief is that you don't have time for you. Your higher self doesn't have time for you. So you leave yourself by compromising your health so that this comes to your attention. Okay, so all you want to go to your love place. I'm special, and I always have time for me, and my higher self is created to have time for me, and together we work together to create perfect health. Something like that. Any of those words, any way you want to put it. Okay?
Thank you.
Got
so
it?
Much.
You bet.
I got it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Every time I get off the show and Lanny goes, how is the show? And I go, freaking amazing. It was off the charts amazing, and this is another one. And guess who made it that way? You did. I love you so much. Let's say it together. I love me. And I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about. Woohoo!
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.